Hey, what is up, you guys? Welcome or welcome back. So glad you're here and so glad you're listening. I'm just going to start out with sorry if I sound stuffed up. I do have a slight cold right now. But today, I do want to talk about the spirit of lust and struggling with lust, especially gearing towards girls and just being like, if you are a girl or a woman, however you want to say it, and you struggle with lust, and trying to get over it, and just seems like it's a never-ending cycle, first, I want to say you are not alone. Same with guys, of course. Like, you are not alone. But, like, so many other people struggle with it. I've been there, and I feel like we don't talk about how easy and how common it is that girls, like, look at that stuff, get exposed to it, and, like, masturbate and stuff like that. And masturbation, and it can easily turn into a addiction depending on who you are, your environment, your brain, stuff like that. But today, we're not really going to focus on the issue of lust, because I think if you're in it, you know it, it sucks, and it really sucks, and it may feel really, really hard to get out of it. And so because of that, today we're going to talk about the practical ways to combat a lustful spirit and just lustful behaviors. Here's like watching porn, internet masturbation, going on a sneaky link, and flirting with people you don't gotta flirt with. And so the first thing is, of course, repentance, because our God is so merciful and loves us so greatly that all we gotta do is repent. And by repent, it means like turn away from your old ways and confess with your mouth that, like, hey God, I messed up, I did this, or even be like, Lord, I've done so much, you know what it is, I want to turn from it, type of thing. And saying just that and asking for his help, because first off, we cannot get rid of this. We cannot stop these behaviors. We cannot do it on our own. And just point blank, we cannot do it in our own flesh. So we have to combat it practically. And the first one is with God. So let's start out the journey with God. And then with that, let's go into what are we consuming and what is our heart behind it. Because with social media and everything all around the world, everything, and it can be really hard to get rid of like sexual stuff, or like be surrounded by it and not even realize it. Like, not even realize we're surrounded by like lust and stuff like that. Because I feel like a lot of times lust can be mistaken as romance, especially in like our world today. Yeah, like, oh, like he loves me, and it's just like, no, girl. And the number one's okay, we'll get to that later. But what are you consuming and what is your heart behind it? Like, go through your social media feed, and if you see anything that may hint at lustful, or like you just know shouldn't be there, or if God was standing next to you, you wouldn't want that in your feed, unfollow, block, do what you gotta do, but just get it out of your feed, and then just, like, alter your feed to, like, honor God, and not honor your flesh, because that will put an effect on who you are, and how you live your life, and it really does put an effect on you, as well as your music. Like, music can be very tricky, because there are lines of music that we don't even realize are there, and they can be very, very bad. Am I very, very bad? I mean, like, Dark Horse by Katy Perry. And, like, what was it? There's, like, some Billie Eilish songs where it's just, like, that is so demonic. Like, just straight up. And also some songs, like, they seem like perfectly fine, but some part they're like, drank with the devil and forgot my name and stuff like that, where they'll just like mention it in like one line and you'll like completely miss it. And then also books with like sex scenes and like just stuff like that, that can be really bad for you. And movies and stuff like that, like, there's no need, you need to watch a movie with a sex scene, or like, you don't need to watch the sex scene in the movie, etc., etc. And it can go into all forms of media. I've already gone on long enough, but yeah. And with this, like, immediate clean out and everything, think about, like, when we think about heart posture and stuff like that, let's just, but also in the beginning, like, keep yourself on a short leash. It may seem extreme, it may seem like outrageous, or like, why do I need to do all this, or like, this is very restrictive. It's like, that's kind of the point, because if you put yourself on a short leash and like make it very restrictive, then it, in theory, will make it easier for you. Sorry, that was kind of gross. I'm not sure if I'll be able to cut that out. But yeah, like, just keep yourself on a short leash. It will feel extreme. It will feel, well, like, this is so restrictive. But then after a while, it's going to be kind of nice. And it will help you in the long run. Okay. The next thing is also, somewhat going off of that, is like, get into your word. Consume godly media. The next tip is just consuming godly media. Godly media, that can be, yeah, like, God-honoring music, like, books, movies, all that stuff. And even YouTubers, like, there are a bunch of good lifestyle YouTubers out there that are, like, really fun to watch. And there is a lot of great Christian music, like, Christian hip-hop, Christian rap, Christian alternative music. Like, really do a deep dive on Spotify. And, like, don't think Christian music is, like, the Christian radio stations you listen growing up with your parents. Like, there is some good Christian music out there. And then, like, Christian films and stuff like that. Literally, like, just look at why a movie is rated PG-13. Like, we're keeping ourselves in a short leash here, ladies and guys. Is that we are keeping ourselves on short leashes. Do not even cross over to the R-rated movies. We don't need to be watching an R-rated movie. And PG-13. Why is it PG-13? Think about that for a second. And just, yeah. And the last part, if you are getting tempted, and if you're like, I already looked at something, might as well go all the way in, don't. Do not do it. It is not worth it. You are just going to feel worse after, if, like, anything more than just how bad you already feel or will feel. Like, legit, when you are going into temptation, flee. When you read the Bible, okay, I should probably get the actual, like, quote. I'll, like, put it in the description, like, what scripture this is. But, like, throughout the Bible, for many, many scriptures, for many, many sins, and it says, resist. Like, just resist it. But sexual immorality is the pretty much the only sin that I know of that the Bible says flee from. Like, flee. Like, Joseph and Potiphar's wife, Eve, in Genesis. Like, she was like, Joseph's, lay with me. And it got to, and every single time he was like, no, I will not do that. I will not do that. And then this one time, and he literally had to flee from her because she was so persistent. And when we are trying to break free from this lustfulness and from masturbation and from porn. And porn can come in many different forms, visual or reading and stuff like that. Like, Satan is going to tempt you. He is going to get ramped up a bunch more, most likely. Yeah, and so we got to strap up with the armor of God in Ephesians 6. Like, it tells us, like, the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So if we have the word of God as our sword, let's use it. Let's get into the word. Let's read it. Let's really just base in it, really just as and read it daily. And it literally doesn't have to be like a whole chapter. It doesn't have to be a whole book even. Like, literally just like one verse a day. One verse a day can epically change your life. And really just like consume yourself with godly media. And it will be great. And or at least it will help a lot. And then also, when you feel tempted, and like when you are fleeing or you feel like you can't flee, like you cannot do it in your flesh, start praying, start talking to God. Like when you are laying there and just be like, hey God, I really want to do this, but I feel like but I don't want to do this, so I'm going to talk to you. And literally just talk to him like that, and just talk to him and be like, and if you're like, oh, this is so silly, like he's not even hearing me, like test him. Or just be like, hey God, I feel like you're not here, I need you, help, and stuff like that. And literally, for some people, you can like act like God is there and that will help you. But if you like try to be like, God is in the room right now, or just start talking to him, that can help a lot to just like stop yourself. And also distracting yourself is a good way of fleeing. Like distracting yourself with, I'm gonna go make some food, or I am gonna go text a family member, or just take my dog for a walk. Like literally anything you can do to just distract yourself. But yeah, those are the main points. So to wrap it up, do a media clean out. Like, what are you consuming on your phone through social media, through books, through music, through movies, through shows, stuff like that. And from now on, pay attention to the ratings of stuff. Like, we don't need to go into explicit content. Like, there's no need for it. And keeping yourself on a short leash, at least in the beginning. And, oh, I forgot to say this, but get a accountability partner. Someone that you trust will keep you accountable and won't just, like, brush this stuff off. And that they will encourage you through this. And that you can text when you're getting tempted. And you can be like, hey, I'm getting tempted right now, please pray for me. Or like, talk me out of this, etc. And then our second point is that when you are being tempted and stuff like that, flee. Literally flee. Yeah, do whatever you can, distract yourself. Go for a run. Just go. Just flee from it. And if you are in the moment and you feel like you cannot flee, like your flesh is overpowering you, talk to God. Just start praying. Just start praying. Start acting like he is in the room with you. Even if it sounds really silly and even if it doesn't feel like it, just start praying and he'll show up. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And get connected in your churches. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful day, amazing midnight. And don't forget that you are loved. You are so deeply loved, and we want to help you, and that there is no shame, absolutely no shame in this, and we want to help you. The church wants to help you. And yeah, that's all. Have an amazing midday, amazing midnight, amazing midday, amazing midnight, wherever and whenever you are. And see you next time. Bye.